Fortunately, on the line with us right now is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Angelo.
It sure is. Thank you. Congratulations on a game we'll never forget. Doug, never forget.
No, I tell you, it was a really, really good football game. If you were there watching it or on TV, it was a really, really great game, great atmosphere.
All right, Doug, I want you afterwards, and you come out for the news conference, and you're very composed, and you're very like a professor almost. But what are you feeling? What is that moment like for you?
There's a lot of emotions because you put so much time and energy into the week, and you get to that point, and there's a sense of relief that you won, the game's over, and you won. There's an emotion of joy and being happy and just, you know, dancing around the locker room with the guys prior to coming out, you know, to the press conference, and just, and your mind races to the next week. So there's a lot of things that a lot of emotions that go on when I'm standing up there, you know, at the presser.
Well, Doug, there was a lot of really great coaching toward the end of that game, and I wanted to get the fan to stand next to Doug, starting with the drive that put you guys ahead. You're 60 yards away, about 5 minutes to go in the game, and you're facing, tell me if I'm wrong here, the best defense you've seen this year? The Bears
by
that
far.
Good?
Yeah. Hands down. I thought going into the game that Houston possibly could have been a better defense from a rushing standpoint, but after playing the Bears, this is the best defense we've seen, yes.
So what are you thinking? What's the philosophy on this drive needing to get those 60 yards with the season on the line?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing, obviously down 15-10, we know we needed to score a touchdown, so that was a given. First of all, every fourth down, we were going to have to go for it. There was no kicking field goals or any of that. So that was the first decision that we made. Second decision we made prior to that drive was it was a two-point attempt at the end. So if we do score, we were going for two to try to go up three at that point, so where a field goal would just tie. So we're on the field, and then, you know, you look at it, you look back on it now. I mean, a 12-play drive, I think 3 minutes and 52 seconds off the clock, something like that, and it was just a tremendous – tremendous gutsy effort by all the players, you know, on offense, and you know, just kind of staying in the moment, staying poised, staying calm. You know, for me, it was about getting the call in time, to Nick, so he could make the huddle call, and you know, just execute, and a lot of communication with the coaches upstairs, with fronts and coverages, and just, you know, staying in the moment and playing the game for the full 60 minutes.
Hey, Doug, you and Foles obviously did this through a Super Bowl, so you have that benefit. What's his demeanor like in those moments, that last drive?
He is unbelievably calm. I mean, it's... It's a scary calm. You wonder sometimes if he's got a pulse and he's feeling the moment. But I know he is, and that's the thing, because we talked even during the game, and he was really good. During the game, his mind was in the right spot. He was focused. And just in those moments, he's delivered. But I'll tell you this: the guys around him too. If it's not for the offensive line, you know, that's one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League and Khalil Mack, and to hold him to no sacks again, you know, a guy like that is tremendous. And his receivers down the field making plays, Alshon a big third down there in the red zone to get us down to the 2 yard. I mean, it's just play after play on that drive. So a lot of credit too goes to his teammates in that drive.
All right, Doug, fourth and goal from the two, the entire season rides on the play. And you go to Golden Tate, who has not been a huge part of your offense, and it's executed to perfection. Could you tell us what you're thinking is in picking that play in that moment?
Well, that's what we brought him here for, Angelo.
Yeah. Good time to unveil
him. It was a good time to use it, right?
That took some guts there, Doug. That's all I'm saying.
You know, what I get to see every day is those types of plays that he makes in practice. Now, sometimes those plays don't get called in games, and sometimes it's the way the game is dictated. But we run that play a lot. We've had it in our offense the last couple of weeks. We just haven't executed it or needed it in games. And so he's very good at that short, intermediate, quick type of routes. And And it was a route that we felt comfortable with. We knew going into the game, based on our study, that Coach Fangio, the D coordinator for the Bears, he liked to blitz you. You know, he'll bring extra guys, and we felt getting Nick on the perimeter where he could see and make it an easier throw for him was the right thing to do, and just a great play by two guys.
All right, the 2-point conversion, direct snap to Smallwood. Doug, do you think he got in?
It looked, Angelo, on replay that the tip of the ball may have crossed, but
yeah. You
know, in those situations too, if there's not enough evidence, they're obviously going to stick with the ruling on the field. So, and that's what happened.
Okay, kickoff short to Cohen. Doug, is that by design?
No,
it is not.
No.
Okay,
it's a mishit. It's a mishit, you know, and it's unfortunate because Jake has been really good at driving the ball deep and. You know, he did it again last night, but that ball was just, he got under the ball. And if we're going to strategically hit one short, he's really good at putting it right on the goal line, not the 8-yard line. So, no, that was a miss hit. It was unfortunate. And we actually had him corralled inside the 20. Deshaun Hall had a chance to make a play right there. He hit him, you know, big body and just missed. And, you know, Cohen took it a little bit further, but it's something we'll learn from, you know, and we definitely don't want that.
Trubisky makes a great throw down a side to Robinson to get him in field goal range, Doug. You didn't get the same level of pressure on Trubisky in the second half that you did in the first. What changed?
Well, a little bit. Matt started dialing up a little more. Matt Nagy started dialing up a little more of some shorter throws, and kind of, if you notice too in the game, he started baiting our corners just a little bit with some underneath throws. And then he actually got Maddox a couple times on a double move earlier in the game. He actually called three double move type routes that they hit for big plays. And that was one of them. And, you know, again, it's a credit to them. You know, it's part of the game, you know, and it's going to happen. It's unfortunate. We'll learn from it and we'll be better.
All right. This is where it gets real interesting. You got a timeout remaining, and everybody's expecting you to try to ice Parkey. Do you hold that timeout for that purpose, Doug?
Well, you can. I mean, it's not necessarily designed for that. I mean, you're hoping maybe if you got the ball back with time, you know, say he makes the kick and there's still time on the clock and you know, you hold your timeout for that situation. I mean, there's a couple scenarios that you would want to maybe hold the timeout, but look, it was the last play of the game. There was no way I was holding that timeout. So I was standing right next to the official and was kind of waiting for, you know, the ready of play and just timed it up right before the snap.
No, but it was really, I could see how closely you were timing it. You wanted it before the snap, but you wanted him to actually execute the kick even though it was timeout.
Yeah, because sometimes, I mean, how many times, Angelo, have you seen that happen? The kicker drives the ball and he makes it.
Yes.
And then he comes back and they miss the second kick. I mean, it's a phenomenon that I'll never understand. And so, you know, I was kind of, I guess, just kind of praying that was going to be the case in this situation.
When it hits the upright and then the crossbar, have you ever seen that in all your years in football?
I can honestly say I don't think I have to hit the upright and then the crossbar. You know, and listen, the football is a different shape and the crossbar is round. So that thing could have easily gone the other direction and in. And I'm glad it didn't. I'm just so glad it didn't.
A whole city is glad it didn't, Doug. But so you do acknowledge there was a lot of luck involved in that play.
Yeah, and then I give credit to Trayvon Hester. I mean, I went back and looked at it this morning. He got a fingertip on the ball. He was able to get in the gap and get elevated and got a little hand on it and might have, you know, redirected the ball. So a lot of credit to him on that effort and that play.
Last thing, Doug, we know that you had this great relationship with Matt Nagy. He helped to get you guys in the playoffs. What did you say to him afterwards?
I just told him he had a heck of a football team and, you know, not to hang their head. I mean, I know it's a disappointing loss, but I just told him he's got a great football team and you know, just wished him the best and congratulated him, quite frankly, on a fine year. I do believe that he could easily be the coach of the year for that turnaround in Chicago. And, you know, I wished him the best.
All right, Doug, I always try to end with one really stupid question. Who's your starting quarterback in New Orleans?
We're gathering more information, Angelo. I have a press conference at noon.
Okay.
And by the way, can I ask you a question?
Yes, certainly.
You were in your skivvies under your covers?
It's my good luck. It's a good luck charm, Doug. Those underwear are 4-0.
They're 4-0. Well, yeah, I guess you're going to have to wear them next weekend, too.
Absolutely. Doug, nothing but you can't know how happy this city is right now. Let's keep the run. It's great.
I just wish we were here at the link. But I'll tell you this. I mean, our Eagle fans, they traveled well. We had another good group of fans there yesterday. And now we just I invite all the fans that can get to New Orleans, and let's go rock the dome.
Congratulations, Doug. Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
Angelo. Doug Peterson, I want to mention that Coach Peterson's call is brought to you by AAA. The right call for every drive, offering the nation's most highly recommended roadside assistance. Make AAA part of your game plan today at AAA.com. The reason I love Doug Peterson, Al, he really takes you into his thinking.
Yep, right there
on
the sideline.
He doesn't hide it. You were there for the entire last part of that game, and he remembers vividly everything that he experienced in the time.